We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, May 26th. The fifth annual statewide job fair will be going virtual this year. Kansas Works is hosting the event coming up this week on Wednesday and Thursday. To find out more, click on the link in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Former Vice President Joe Biden, after more than 2 months, finally leaving his house, observing Memorial Day. Fox's Griff Jenkins with more.
Former Vice President Biden donning a black mask, emerging in public for the first time in 2 months. He was out to lay a wreath at a veterans memorial in Delaware with his wife, Jill. He made no public remarks, but was asked by the press how it felt to get out.
Biden, how does it feel to be out here for the first time in 2 months?
This comes as Biden continues taking heat from the host of the Breakfast Club radio show over his record with African Americans. But there are reports this morning that the Biden campaign is looking to change the subject, planning to make a strong case that President Trump has handled the pandemic poorly. It is mishandling now the economy on the way back to a recovery.
Biden still facing allegations as well of sexual assault from a former campaign employee. The Sedgwick County Health Department continuing its free drive-through COVID-19 testing after being closed yesterday on Memorial Day. You are required to have two or more symptoms to be tested, and you need to make an appointment by first calling 211 to answer screening questions and to be given further instructions. Wichita businessman Wink Hartman tells KNSS News how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the restaurant and hospitality industries.
We've closed six of our restaurants, well, all six of them, and laid off over 200 employees. So you're talking about servers, kitchen, dish house, cooks, all of these people that desperately need those jobs to pay their rent, make their car payments, they're out of a job.
Wink Hartman was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. You can hear that Sunday nights at 7 o'clock here on KNSS. It's 8:35 with Steve and Ted. Now let's check the weather forecast. Find out what's going on this week, final week of the month, with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure has been stuck in place over the south-central part of the country. That's continued to bring in moisture and cloud cover and giving us the chance of rain and a few thunderstorms. Looks like it will finally be lifting out by Thursday. Scattered showers possible early on with today's high 72, 56 tonight. Tomorrow, rain chances off and on with a high 77. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northwest, some scattered light rain in the area. It is 59 degrees. It's 8:35 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. That means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment, and sometimes even sports. We will get to that right now. It's entertainment news in the blur, and here is your host, Jad Chambers.
That's right, a battle of golf greats and football legends wound up being a massive draw on television Sunday. Here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The match, Champions for Charity, not only raised $20 million for COVID-19 relief, but it drew an average of 5.8 million viewers. Turner Sports Monday announcing that Sunday's battle on the links pitting Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady set a record for a cable golf telecast, even surpassing the early rounds of major tournaments like the Masters and the U.S. Open. Woods and Manning ended up coming away victorious. Redemption for Tiger, who lost the original match years ago to Mickelson, and bragging rights for Manning over Brady, earning another win over the six-time Super Bowl champ. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Not bad. Not bad. And sticking with Tom Brady for a second, and another rival quarterback, Tom Brady trolls a former rival's Twitter debut. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin explaining.
Eli Manning joining Twitter, sharing his first tweet referencing the movie Hoosiers, posting to paraphrase Jimmy Chitwood, "I don't know if it'll make any change, but I figure it's time for me to start playing social media." Former Patriots star Tom Brady taking a playful jab at the retired New York Giants quarterback who beat him twice in Super Bowls with fourth quarter comebacks. Tweeting in typical fashion, "You never showed up until the fourth quarter anyway." Manning replying with a joke about Brady's golf game. Manning's Twitter bio states, "Once a Giant, always a Giant, only a Giant," a phrase he shared during his retirement press conference. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A pretty good shot from Brady there.
Yeah, that was good.
Not too bad. Movies still coming out as theaters remaining closed. Here's Fox's Ann Carrick with details.
Fox on film.
Theaters remain closed, but new movies continue to arrive. A wide variety available through major streaming services, digital purchase, or rental, leaving no shortage for something to watch. This week's offerings include a major studio comedy, Lovebirds, on Netflix, a unique horror thriller, Body Cam, the fan favorite comedy, Buffaloed, and Simon Pegg, like never seen before, in Inheritance, dealing with a shocking secret that could destroy lives. And this just scratches the surface. With lockdown in full effect in many countries, the majority of film productions remain on hold until safe practices are developed in response to the coronavirus pandemic. However, the expressway to Pandora is about to reopen. James Cameron's Avatar sequels are due to roll cameras again in the near future in New Zealand, where they've declared victory over the virus. Producer John Landa, with a brand new shot of the set on his Instagram and a caption confirming the shoot, is ready to restart. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
I'm a fan of Simon Pegg. I might have to check out that movie. I have to look into that, see a little bit more about Inheritance there. A new Fox show takes a kid's game and cranks it up a notch. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin, who spoke with the athlete host.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox celebrity profile with NFL star J.J. Watt of the new competition series Ultimate Tag, taking the classic game to a whole new adrenaline-fueled level. J.J. hosts the show alongside his brothers T.J. and Derek. Competitors race through large-scale obstacle courses while being chased by experts in the field.
We have professional taggers who are on the show every single week, and they are the people that the competitors are going against. So these people are professional parkour athletes. They're some Instagram models who are incredible CrossFit athletes and things like that. Some of the taggers that we have are athletes like I've never seen before.
Last year, JJ previewed the show for us.
People are crashing into things. They're crashing into each other. There's all different things that can happen with some of these courses that we have set up, and it really makes for riveting TV.
JJ adds they're a trio who know from experience how competitive this game can get.
We had some very, very violent games of tag in our backyard, and somebody would always end up going and crying to mom, and that would end it, and we'd all have to say, "No, I swear I didn't do it."
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The only thing I don't like is the word taggers. They maybe should think about substituting taggists. I think I like taggists a little bit better. It's professional or ultimate.
Yes.
Yeah. Ultimate tag coming up on Fox. We're shipping up to Boston to hear some tunes from one of Beantown's hometown rock bands. Here's Fox's Mike Gunzelman with more.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Mike Gunzelman. The Dropkick Murphys are set to make history this week when they will be performing live on the baseball diamond at Fenway Park in Boston. The band will perform a full electric set with production and more while still social distancing on the field. And to make things even more special, their friend Bruce Springsteen will join them remotely and do two songs with them as well. The concert takes place this Friday on the Dropkick Murphys social media accounts. And singer Cody Simpson has just released his brand new music video, directed by Miley Cyrus. Captain's Dance with the Devil was filmed while in quarantine due to the coronavirus pandemic, as the song tells the story of a sailor yearning for freedom. It follows the recent release of Simpson's debut book of poetry, Prince Neptune. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
All right. and some big birthdays today in the world of music. We'll start with one that I happen to be a fan of.
But what I really want to know is, I'm gonna go my way, rock and roll.
And of course is Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz turns 56 years old today. Happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz, 56. Also, having a birthday today. That's right, Fleetwood Mac's Stevie Nicks. Yeah, singer-songwriter there. Stevie Nicks is 72 years old today. That's right. And another Music World birthday. This one, some outlaw country.
Money to burn and the girls are pretty. It didn't take me long to learn it. I was born to boogie.
That's right. Hank Williams Jr. Williams Jr. is 71 years. Yes.
71?
71 years old today. Hank Williams Jr. 71. Not particularly junior of him, but... anyway, 71 years old today. Happy birthday to Hank Williams Jr. And finally, we've got an actor with a birthday. This is an actor with an extremely unique voice. Got a little some of it here. Here we go.
I love coming down to Hollywood Boulevard. You know why?
It's a great place. People from all over the world come here.
People from all over the world come here to America to meet our crack addicts. It's really touching.
Yeah.
That's right. Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait turns 58 years old today. That audio was from Goldthwait's appearance on the Ben Stiller Show.
Okay.
Yeah, so comedian Bobcat Goldthwait.
What was that audio from Shakes the Clown?
It's kind of hard, but hard to understand a little bit. I don't know. I always liked the shtick. I thought it was funny, but...
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait. 58 years old today. That's all we have today for The Blur. But The Blur, of course, every day is brought to you by...
the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. So if you've got an appliance that is ailing, this is who you call. Terry. And she'll get you in for an appointment. 409-1525. They are super folks. And they do great work there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. We're coming up on 8:44 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We will delve into the latest update on technology when we come back. KNSS News Time is 8:44.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.